Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Good evening to you. Hello, and you're very welcome to Nighttime Talk. This is Gareth O'Callaghan back in the hot seat on this very, very warm evening. I hope you're having a relatively good evening and that you've been enjoying the weather over the last couple of days, although I know it's been pouring rain in many southern counties today. But here in Dublin, it's like a mid-August day. Temperatures 19 degrees at one point today. Now, coming up on Nighttime Talk tonight, we're going to be talking about nursing homes, OK? Nursing homes. We're not going to do it just yet, but I'd like to have a think about it. If you'd like to get involved in the conversation, right? 087-188-0008. And just to give you a statistic or two ahead of the conversation, there are over 25,000 people here in Ireland who reside in the various nursing homes around the country. And there's been a big shift in recent years. There's a huge demand now for nursing home facilities. And looking at projections, it's projected that by 2031, Ireland's population, comprising those aged 65 years and over, will be over 1 million people. And it's hoped that the government will avail of the opportunity to address the nursing home crisis, and it is a crisis, in Budget 2024, so that the sector can recover and grow and meet the increasing demands for nursing home and the domiciliary care that's hugely required and is lacking. And while the nursing home sector here has undergone revolutionary kind of consolidation, if that's what you call it, in the last 3 years, with nursing home groups now owning 40%. These are the private groups now owning 40% of all private nursing home beds. Activity in the market has slowed down. In 2023, as a consequence of inflation and the deficiencies in the Fair Deal scheme, which you'll be familiar with if you're in a family where somebody is residing in a nursing home, whether it's for medical reasons or whether they're just too infirm and they've reached that age where they're safer in private care or indeed in public care. So I'm asking you this evening to talk to me about your experiences of the nursing home sector. Did you find yourself in a situation where you had to commit one of your parents perhaps to a nursing home where you've just felt that you could no longer look after them and that the only way that they could survive in, I suppose, a safe and happy and content environment would be to sign them into a nursing home permanently. How do you feel about that? Did you feel bad when it came to the point where the decision was inevitable? Was there an argument in the family? Did people fall out with you over your decision? If you were the ultimate decision maker, I'd like to chat to me this evening about how you felt about putting, that's the word everyone uses, about putting one of your parents into a nursing home. Has it worked out well or has it been a complete nightmare? And if it's been a nightmare, I'd be delighted to talk to you too, but obviously we don't identify the location and we don't identify the name, and we'll even treat your identity with confidentiality as well, okay? But let me know your experiences of nursing homes and the whole nursing home industry, which is what it has become. And obviously, the whole nursing home sector virtually collapsed during COVID. There was no one there to support them. It was almost as though they were a boat that lost its oars and they were just left out there floating somewhere. Huge number of fatalities as a result of complications caused by the illness. And I, you know, without taking COVID on as a topic, we can't ignore it in relation to the nursing home story. So I'd like to hear your stories also about how COVID affected your family and the member of your family that might have been in a nursing home and might not have made it through the epidemic. Let us know. If you'd like to come on and chat, our number is 087-188-0008. Now, first of all, this evening, as you heard in the 9 o'clock news, there's a big push to try and ban mobile phones in schools, secondary schools. Now, you know, okay, like it's also becoming a problem for children in national schools as well, when you consider that by the time 22% of children who reach the age of four have mobile phones, smartphones, not just the simple dinky phones that make phone calls and make send texts. These are the real deal. Top of the range, and you can expect a lot of eight-year-old kids now who are making their holy communions to go to their phone vendor, to the shop, to one of the brands over the next couple of weeks, immediately after counting the money that they've made over the next few weeks on their communion day. And their first choice in terms of gifts they want to give themselves will be the mobile phone. So let's talk about mobile phones in schools, okay? Andrew O'Neill is the principal at All Saints Catholic College in Notting Hill in London. And he revealed there a couple of months back plans for a 12-hour school day, okay? 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. A full 12-hour school day to try and break what he calls a 100% phone addiction among his pupils. And it's regarded as an outstanding school. It's attended by children aged 11 to 16. And he wants students to turn up to school at 7 a.m. and leave at 7 p.m., encouraging them to take part in sports, art and cooking classes instead of spending time on smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, at home. And he was speaking in the London Times there a couple of weeks back. He said that smartphones are creating an apathetic generation. Apathy is where you just don't care about anything except what's consuming your attention right now, okay? Apathy is also a symptom of depression. So apathy can be either a sign of pending depression or it can be a symptom of depression. But he told the newspaper that he had found, quote, some of the most shocking things I have ever seen on phones that he had confiscated. And this included pupils blackmailing strangers and catfishing each other. And he said that pupils have been falling victim to online crime, including cyberbullying and sexting. OK, so that's where you send inappropriate messages to people, you know, whether it's photographs or whether it's lewd messages or whether it's suggestions of a sexual nature, sexting. OK, it's in the Oxford Dictionary. So what do you think? Would you agree with the principal of your son's school, your daughter's school, writing to you, emailing you and saying no more phones in school, not just in the classroom, but no more phones in school? In Greystones in County Wicklow, they came up with a programme a couple of years ago and it has been an outstanding success, where virtually anyone in Greystones under the age of 16 has no mobile phone, has no access to a mobile phone. If they want to call on their friends, they can go round and knock on their front door, or I presume they can pick up the landline, if such a thing still exists, and ring their friend's landline, or they can email them if they have laptops or computers at home, but phones, no. And it's turned out to be an outstanding success. And the social environment is, it's thriving. Thriving. Teenagers who would otherwise be completely consumed by mobile phone activity are actually out and about socialising. Now, it's kind of unheard of because of the addiction of mobile phones. Most teenagers tend to socialise by FaceTiming or by WhatsApping. So, would you agree with a blanket ban? Michael, good evening to you. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Garrett. How are things?
Not bad at all. Nice to chat to you. Welcome to Nighttime Talk.
No problem at all.
It sounds like you got your hands full there.
Yeah, no, I can. I'm good. I can go. I can chat away there.
Oh, okay.
It depends on if pupils use mobile phones for their schoolwork. Yeah. Why not? Because you have the technology in the schools there already for electronic tablets to eliminate school books and all that.
Mm.
So if they are using their mobile phones to help them along with schoolwork only, yes, leave them in it. But if not, yeah, I agree with you. Take them out if they're, I don't know, Snapchatting or whatever the young ones do these days when they're supposed to be doing schoolwork.
Michael, yeah. do you seriously think they're using their mobile phones for homework?
No, but I do know some of them that actually does you know, if they're checking something or looking into something, they might use their phone. If they're not in school, I don't know, but at home, yes.
Hmm.
You know, they use the phone if they haven't got a laptop or anything toward, to help them, you know?
Yeah.
But school-wise, my kids personally, they don't use school. They use the phones for homework, but in school, they generally don't bring them to school.
Yeah.
They're left in the car, and then when they get them, they'll get them when they come out of school.
Is that your kids or kids generally? Because like
no, that's my own person. That's my own kids.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Then they will use them then to help them with their assignments at home, like, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, that's a good plan. That's productive. That's an advantage, I suppose, of the phone itself. Sean is on a line here as well. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm Garrett. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You think they should be banned?
Absolutely, Garrett. Absolutely. It's absolutely 100% with me. I see my nieces and nephews and their kids. They have their kids walk around with stuck to screens. You know, mini iPads and, you know, every time I look at my brother's kids or my sister's kids, they have a fucking iPad in their hands. You know, and they're only young. And I know they're watching Peppa Pig. I know it's harmless, but you know, it's like the tablet they're raising the kids. You know, once they have a tablet out there and they're okay sitting in the background and they're not annoying me, this is the culture now, you see, Darren. And it's very fucking frightening, actually. Sorry, because it's very frightening to see what's going on. You know, and I've seen my brother's young one. She lost it one day when he took it off her. And he gave it straight back to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious? I says, did I see what I just seen? He says, yeah, she'd lose it. Look, it's not worth it. And that's the way it is now.
Yeah.
You know, and then, and only then, you know, should they progress to mobile phones, as we all know. And, well, have you not? Should, of course, schools should ban phones.
Hmm.
They don't need phones in a school, unless it's an emergency. And I'm sure they can raise their hand and say, sir, I have to go, or I have to make an emergency phone call. Or, you know, they get what we got back then.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to be left out. Nobody's going to be left, you know, you know, if anybody needs to contact anybody, you know, we'll get in touch. If I need to get, I'd ring the school myself and I'd get in touch with my son or daughter if I needed to, you know. And I'm sure, Garrett, they can deal, you know, they can leave that phone out for, look, for a couple of hours. That's all it is, you know.
But Sean, do you, like, see, this teacher, Andrew O'Neill in Notting Hill in London, he says it's a 100% phone addiction. Now, if it's an addiction, it requires a weaning off process. You can't just take, if a young teenager or a young child under the age of 13 or 12 or 11 is on the phone virtually day and night, what sort of reaction could you expect if that phone was just completely taken off them all of a sudden?
Well, here's where I am, and a lot of your listeners are not going to like this, what I'm about to say. Everybody has chores here, you know, I run a very tight ship here, and, you know, I don't believe that, you know, when I say my kids, they're 15 and, you know, 18, and, you know, they all have, you know, to clean their rooms, to clean around, you know, they do the different pieces and bits in the house, and if it's not getting done, I turn off, literally, pop, off of the internet. And I tell you what, they move then, Garrett. They really do. And they move very fast, you know, and they get their shit done, Garrett. And then, and only then they say to me, oh, you turn the internet on now, and I will, I'll turn it back on.
Right.
It's the only way of doing things, and it's terrible to even admit that, but that's just the way it's gone these days, you know. I'm sorry for even getting, you know, look, there's laptops here, there's, you know, there's tablets here, you know, they have a mobile phone.
Yeah. They both have an iPhone.
Yeah, but I feel kind of, you know, myself, I'm at the ruining them with the technology. You know, I never thought I'd say that, Garrett. But if it's not TikTok, it's X. If they're not on X, they're on the PlayStations. If it's not on the PlayStations, they're on something. There's something going on somewhere. And, you know, they can't pep, you know, I do say it to them, get off the fucking phone, is it?
Yeah.
You know, I'll be with you now, get off.
Do they use the phones while they're, say, having their dinner in the evening?
Every time. And I just say to them, are you serious? Put the fucking phone down. Put it away. You know? And in the car.
Do you think they'd notice it if you took the dinner away from them?
To be honest with you, Carlos, I don't think they'd notice anything, you know. Yeah. They're just so indulged in the phone and so engrossed in what's going on. They're afraid they're going to miss something, you know, and afraid they're going to miss out on something. And you know, it's frightening. It's, as a parent, it's frightening, you know. And I do think schools should put the boot down, literally, straight away, and say, listen, here, no more phones, you know. Mm. And if the phones are caught on your child, we'll be confiscating them for the day, and they won't be getting them back till they're going home. You shouldn't be in school with phones anyway. Mm. You know, they're there to learn. You know, they're not going to learn off a mobile phone. Well, some people will argue the case they can, but I mean, theoretically, they can. They're there to learn in school. They're there to learn from a teacher talking to them. Sure, imagine all the students having phones in the school. Nobody's going to come out like cabbages. Well, they're coming out like cabbages anyway because they're only just watching TikTok videos and everything else.
It's true because, I mean, this principal, Andrew O'Neill, he says smartphones are affecting the social lives of the children, who he claims they're getting worse at making friends, making eye contact with people and holding conversations. I was talking to a teacher last week who said that he's a principal of a secondary school. He doesn't want to be identified because he thinks he'd have to take a week off school if he was. But he said that for 1 week he banned mobile phones during lunch breaks. So the kids go out into the yard with their phones usually. They spend the whole half hour looking at their mobile phones. So he thought, right, one way maybe of introducing the art of communication and socialising would be to say, no, you can't use your phones when you're out at your lunch break. The kids looked like they were withdrawing from drugs.
Lost it.
Wandering around the yard like zombies, he said.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I agree with him. Mm. You know, I totally agree with him, Gareth. And then even the thing is, you've seen it, Gareth. Well, I don't know if you've seen it, but, you know, there's absolutely pandemonium. If the average electricity goes, that's what it looks like. You know, I see them coming down out of the cave, the man cave and the woman cave, you know, and they come down and they're in the fridge or they're putting pizza on or whatever they're doing, you know. And I'm like, welcome back. I said, Jesus, is that what it looks like? You know, honestly, I'm saying this realistically, you know,
because
I don't see them from one end of the day to the other.
It's when you get the text from upstairs saying, what's for dinner?
Absolutely. Can we order? Can we get a takeaway? You know, it's all, you couldn't write this, Gareth.
Yeah.
But any school that's thinking about this and any school principal that's listening to us, please do it. For the sake of our children, please do it.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I know. I shouldn't be laughing here, but Tina, how are you?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you? I'm very well. What do you think? Should the phones be banned?
Look, the phones should be banned during school hours, yeah.
Yeah.
If they get caught in the phones, we'll go back before phones were invented, right?
Mm.
It's not just all about the phone. It's about getting caught doing anything. I remember chatting with friends. I'd get a bollocking in school first if I got caught. Then we started getting a little bit cute, so we started writing notes to each other, and guess what? We got caught, and we were reprimanded for that.
Yeah.
Now it's the phone. Let them take the phone. But there was one incident, and it was with a friend of mine. I thought it was very strange. I can't lie.
Mm.
I've never heard anything like it before, and I probably won't hear anything since. A girl, his daughter got caught with her phone. They took the phone from her. But the teacher was telling her he was going to confiscate the phone for 3 days. And she was like, what now? Not only did he say, like, he was going to take the phone literally for 3 days. I don't believe in that. Give the child back the phone at the end of the day. God forbid if they were on detention there, especially with country kids, they need to have their phones. If they got caught with them in school, you don't confiscate them as a punishment for 3 days. That's taking your job way too personally, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I would agree.
But anyway, so she handed up a different phone. She thought she was cute.
Yeah.
So she handed up, she was asked, specifically, hand up the phone. So she handed up a phone, but it was a different phone, and her SIM card was, and it was spotted. So what the teacher said was, this isn't the right phone.
How is it she spotted? Said, how is it you. Spotted, Tina?
Well, because the first time he was taking the phone from her, when he said he was going to confiscate it for 3 days, and she was adamant she wasn't giving him the phone. So she obviously had another phone in her pocket. She handed him up the dud phone. It didn't work. But he still wanted her SIM card for 3 days, which I don't understand completely. Yeah. But take the phones from them. But, like, if you want to go back to the source are the parents, and they can't be going, oh, my God, this is out of control with my child. They're using the phone too often. Like, I see it with my own children. If my kid, if I bring my kids out for dinner and they're ordering a meal and the waitress goes, how can I help you? And they're still on their phones. I will go, put them down.
Yeah.
Answer the lady. And oh, they won't do it a second time. If I say no phones at the table, that's fucking it. But the source is back to us.
Yeah.
You cannot say, give your child a phone when they're not ready for it in one hand and then go, oh my God, my child's out of control with the phone. You gave the child the phone. You, until those children are 18, are responsible for how they handle the phone. So it's down to, don't be losing the run of your child because they have an electronic device. If you're any good as a parent, your word is still gospel where those children are concerned. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the child lose. You're losing the run. If the child can't handle a phone and they're getting into trouble with it all the time, take the phone from them. Don't wait until the school do it.
And
I know it's like taking their right arm, but yeah, like at the end of the day, it's the parents who gave the kids the phones in the fucking first place.
But how do you cope then with the addictive side of the phone in the sense that it is an addiction?
So it is.
If you're going to take the phone very abruptly, you're going to cause a complete mess from the addiction perspective, aren't you?
You won't take it abruptly, but if see a pattern emerging and they deserve to get away from the phone for a while, take it from them.
Yeah.
My son, when he was 2.5, this is as true as God. My son, when I'd be at home hoovering and messing about, and I gave my 2.5-year-old the phone, put a little game on it. Within a month, he was that good at the game. I had to wean the poor child off the phone like I was weaning him off fucking heroin. Every time he'd see my phone, that phone. He was an addict at 2.5.
Yeah.
Why? Because he was able to navigate the phone and I took it from him. He might have cried for maybe a week less every time he'd see me at the phone. I'd be like, no, Patrick, it's not your phone. It's Mammy's phone. And I swear to God, that child didn't get another phone until he was in fifth class.
And does he remember that incident?
Not at all. He does not. Of course he doesn't. But living in the moment, I seen it for what it was. And that child was addicted to the phone.
Yeah.
Because why? I allowed him. It was my responsibility. It was my fault. And kids, there's a lot of misunderstandings, even when kids are messaging between phones. You know, you're saying something in writing and it means nothing when you're in front of the person. People just don't know how to communicate anymore over the phones.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And look,
stay
with them too young.
Tina, stay with you. I just want to bring Colm in here. How are you, Colm?
Sure.
How are you guys? How's it going?
Not too bad at all. Now, you're talking about the times that the mobile phones are used in the curriculum.
Yeah, these days, it's just kids, and it's teenagers, so I call them. Just constantly, every time we look at them, they're in the phone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're there for, isn't it? That's why they were invented. Like that girl, is she a teacher or something? The last lady who was speaking.
Tina, are you a teacher, Tina?
No. I have six children from the age of 33 to 11, so I just understand different ages.
Sick of phones, in other words.
Are you sick of phones, Tina? She's just a concerned parent. Would you say you're a concerned
parent?
Well,
yeah. I can understand the concerned parent thing, but at the end of the day, like mobile phones.
Kids don't knock on the door and ask the other person, are they coming out anymore? They're like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, them days are kind of gone, though. Them days are, I can accept them days are well gone. Oh, they might happen in other neighbourhoods.
Colm, have you children?
In other neighbourhoods. I have three. And I'm sick looking at them in their phones. No, my third child doesn't have a phone. She's too small.
Right. But you bought the phones, did you?
No. I waited until they were a certain age.
Right.
Not going to lie.
And who bought them?
For their own.
Did Santa buy the phones, no?
It wasn't my Santa. I just put it to that way. Do you get me? They were bought, but I didn't have a choice. I just agreed, okay, there's nothing I could do with it. But in one way, I could keep in touch with them because I was a single parent. Before I got custody of them, I had to go into that. But anyway,
I can understand that. But that must have caused you a certain amount of grievance. The fact that you'd no say in that. But we won't go into the custodial element of the whole thing. But
no, not at all. But the whole fact that they did have phones and to be able to keep in contact was a great thing for me because it was very hard for me to keep in contact otherwise. No.
Well, I suppose
now, see, school
it,
hours.
Yeah, and I suppose if you're a separated father, it is great to have contact.
It's
with
very
them on
hard,
the
yeah. Of course
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Yeah.
But as a thing where they're in school and things, like in fairness, like I know the lady turned around and said there that they shouldn't have their phones in schools, that their parents would be staying, blah blah blah, that they're concerned about them. Yeah, they are concerned about them because sometimes kids get bullied, sometimes things happen, but. You don't text them, don't
But all
hours.
I was saying was, you're no. don't be looking
oh, no,
on
not,
the phone
I'm not,
during
I'm not,
school hours.
I'm not having a rant just that you love. I know,
just during school hours. It's like getting caught with anything. First of all,
yeah.
you get caught chatting.
But in fairness,
said, yeah,
if you
trouble.
Think about it, if you think about this, though, if you were back in a generation, and the generation was now, just say you can go back to the future, and the future is now, and you're a kid. Mm-hmm. And you got a mobile phone and that answers every single thing that you want. Would you not have a mobile phone in your pocket?
No, but the point is, my point
but
is
would
from
you not?
Old
I'm just
school,
asking, I'm just asking.
Getting
you?
Caught.
I know.
But getting
did
caught
you not
in
school?
Let it be with a phone with a nose.
But did you not cheat in school?
Don't
tell
use
it so.
The phone when you're in class.
Did you not cheat in school? But did you
I
not cheat in school?
I spent more time dossing school, loving, than I was ever in. So you thinking that I was a teacher is a very big compliment, thank you.
Sorry?
You thinking,
hang on, Sean.
I'm an educator for children, but I'm also
Yeah, I help the kids myself. I used to help the kids myself, so I understand kids.
Either don't get caught during school hours, be cute enough not to get caught, but if you get caught,
I always say to my kids,
pay the price in fairness.
I always say to my kids, if you can't be good, then don't get caught.
Be good at it.
Simple as that.
I agree. I see the fun side of it. Of course, I see the fun side of it. But just don't get caught like you don't get caught with notes.
Yeah, don't get caught.
Hang on, Colm and Tina. I just want to bring Sean back in.
Yeah, there's a lad here and he's mad to get in. Let him in.
Let in, Sean. We want to hear Sean.
Well, here's the thing, lads. Like, it's obviously your kids are going to get an education. The phone shouldn't be there, you know, and you're saying they don't get caught. You're going on like there, you know, they shouldn't be having a phone.
They shouldn't be seeing,
No,
no,
we're not
what
talking
I
about
said
that.
Was, don't you?
I'm not going down that route. That what your route is. They're in there in the classroom to get educated. They don't need the phone.
Yeah.
There's a teacher there in front of them, guys.
For 20 minutes.
Have a bit of fucking cop on, like, literally.
Easy.
What happens if you're in
the country
and you have detention and the parents don't know where you are because you can't let them know you're on detention?
No, hold on for a minute.
I'm saying after school.
Well,
don't
my point is,
I'm all for not using
stop.
Them.
Don't be making
it's
excuses. Don't be making excuses. I'm not going to be listening to anybody's excuses. The kids are in there to get educated. And a mobile phone is not going to educate anybody. They're in there. They're getting the education. The teacher's there. It should be all eyes on the teacher for at least the time that they're in there. They can have their phones back when they're out. You know,
that's what
don't
I
get
said.
Caught.
Can
don't
I
get
ask
this.
You something,
no, you're saying don't get caught. Like, that's rubbish.
Hang on,
you know,
Colm.
Can I ask you
that was
buddy.
Me trying to be flippant about it.
Yeah. Do you know...
I also said they shouldn't be allowed to use them between the hours of 9 and 5 when they're in school.
Yeah, it would take a brave kid these days to take a mobile phone out in the middle of a period, in the middle of a class, you know. I don't think that often happens. And if it does, the phone is usually confiscated for the duration of the day.
Yeah.
They do.
I think that's the problem, Gareth.
Yeah.
That they're using them during class. You know, there's no doubt about it. They're bringing them in. They're going to use them during class. And then, you know, you said there...
Yes, Colm, go ahead, yeah.
Can I ask you a question, man?
Yeah.
The dog was me.
Sean is listening, yeah.
Did you ever cheat in school, son?
Like, cheat in what sense?
Like, cheat, come on, man.
Like cheating on homework?
Yeah, cheating at tests, passing notes.
But we're not talking about cheating, Colm. We're talking about kids acting the ages on WhatsApp and on TikTok.
Acting the ages, you know, yeah, I totally agree with you there. That's clownish, man. That's, I've seen some videos that'll be taken.
Yeah, but we're not talking about cheating. We all copy this.
Yeah, I agree with you there, man. Jesus, I agree with you there, totally, yeah. Because I've seen videos myself of carrying on inside the school. I'd be like, how the hell? And all the cameras would be out. And there'd be a circle of them be saying, how the hell did the principal not stop there? And then you'd be thinking to yourself, so how could the principal not stop there? There was about 30 or 40 kids. You can't take all their phones.
Colm, how would you feel if one of your Colm, how would you feel if one of your kids had his phone confiscated?
I'd be asking questions straight away because I'd know that obviously he pulled it out at the wrong time and done something, whether he was texting someone or whether he was carrying on with someone or whatever. Yeah. I wouldn't be happy about it.
So you wouldn't take it, you wouldn't treat it lightly then, no?
No, I'd definitely have a word. So I'd definitely be pulling them aside. Like, I'd have words with them the whole time. You'll be talking to them some nights and you put on a film, for instance. And it's a family, no, we're having a family movie. But the film's 10 minutes on. 10 minutes on, you're looking right at the mobile phone.
Yeah,
you know, like that annoys me. Like that makes me want to put down rules. But if you put down rules, you're gonna start playing. Oh,
but sure, if I started in school, it'd be easier. It would be easier. You know,
I think
if you ban the phone in school.
Yeah. Is it Sean? Is it?
It is.
Yes, it's still Sean.
I think as far as I know, some schools have laptops, man. And I'm not even messing saying this. Like,
how did you?
My son was saying,
my daughter has a laptop.
Yeah, but they were using the Wi-Fi of the school to watch porn.
No, they're
not.
My kids
know
all their school.
No, they're not. No, there's a buffer on that. It's a filter. They filter that out. It's not a whole.
These kids are so smart, man.
I disagree. Look, I have enough education. I know how internet works, and I know how, you know, schools work.
I'm telling you, they got the yoke, the code.
Lads,
the internet.
No.
They really did. I'm not missing.
Not in a 40-minute class period, for God's sake. They're not going to actually break.
Not in a 40-minute class. They had it the whole day.
Lads, you know what makes me laugh about this? I work in the service industry, right?
Right.
And we're on about kids here with their phones.
Mm.
And I see couples coming in for dinner. And I have seen couples through starters, mains, and effing dessert.
Yeah.
With their phones. One. With their phones in their hands to the extent, because I have a beautiful, charming way of talking to people, and I walk down to them and I go, hi guys, is everything okay?
I totally agree.
And then I will look at them and I'll go, oh, you're so romantic. Are you actually texting each other across the table? And they look at each other and they start laughing. And I break it. I guess.
Jesus Christ, are we going?
I'm going to have to ask you. Hang on a sec. There are too many. Are any of you listening to me? Hold on a minute. This. There are too many voices at once. Listen. Look, we're going to take a little break here, okay? Round one. And
take a break, please.
Ding, ding. So we're going to take a break.
Ding, ding, boys. Ding, ding. And not ding, ding from your phones either.
Yeah.
Look at the laugh we're having with our phones.
Now, actually, we're all on the phone. But anyway, stay right where
you are. How can we take on our kids then, like? I'm all up the kids. I'm all for kids.
Oh,
everyone has to get a bit away with something.
Now we're going to take an ad break. Stay with us, Tina, Colm and Sean. And if you want to join in the conversation tonight, I'd say the kids are having a laugh at us all. Listen to those idiots. It's 087-188-0008 for Nighttime Talk here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Gareth O'Callaghan with Nighttime Talk. Nice to have your company this evening. One caller just said, parents who don't keep their children safe online should be reported to social services and prosecuted. Is that a bit extreme? Or is that kind of common sense these days? We're looking at an addiction situation, a crisis. Okay, some children have become so apathetic, they don't care about anything. So taking the phone off them, or putting up a firewall which will block all of the social media apps that they installed on the phone, I think it's only going to create a greater problem for the home environment. Because let's face it, there aren't enough psychologists, and there isn't enough support for kids who have addiction problems and issues. And you know, the whole mobile phone thing, the smartphone, is now regarded as an addiction issue. Anya's on the line. Hi there, Anya.
Hi, how are you?
Very, very good. Nice to talk to you. What do you think?
I think that, yeah, okay, I guess completely that's an addiction, especially if we're looking at the kind of errors that they're discussing and that they're kind of coming out. But I think that we are the adults. I'm a parent, I'm an educator, and for me, it's very, very simple. Our job is to educate our children, you know, and so what we have to do is we have to say, okay, right, this is too much, it's not working. And so we take a step back and we say, right, taking the phone off them, you know, and nobody having a phone in school, that's going to possibly cause issues. So instead, we take it slowly and we make it very clear, right, parents, let the children know that the school is going to become no tech, like no phones from a certain date.
Mm.
But prior to that, we say no tech Tuesdays or no tech Thursdays or something. And we teach the children how to interact. We set up clubs, we have football, you know, outside. We have lots of adults around to teach them how to interact in the way that we all just did, because we didn't have this issue. You know, and this is, it is, we are moving on. There are skills that children will need to have with regards to the internet, how to use it properly and effectively. But that's not what they're doing right now. So we have to teach them the skills that they need to deal with each other, to deal with conflict, to form relationships and friendships. But we can't do that just by taking it away cold turkey. You know, it has to be slowly but surely, you know, teach them some of those skills and then say, right, now, this is it. This happened. There is no phones allowed in school. From when you come into the building, it gets turned off, put into your bag, and you know it gets turned back on when you leave. And if we see it, then you know there's a system put in place. You know, be it, you know, one strike, two strikes, you know, and phones taken, parents come and collect it or whatever. Like, but everybody has to buy into it. Adults and teachers, everybody has to buy into it together.
Yeah, but see, you're a voice in the wilderness. To be perfectly honest with you, and it's encouraging to listen to what you have to say, because I fully agree with you, and I know a lot of people listening will too, but I'm beginning to think we're in the minority. Would you agree?
See, I guess for me, I, as a parent even, I'm quite strict, and I have rules. We have no phone at the table. I would never have. I know one of the guests was saying that she's in a restaurant. Not a chance you would have a phone or an iPad or anything like that in a restaurant. Not even our own. They stay in the bag. There's none of that. And at home, there are set times where the children are allowed online, and that's it. You know, we have the parental controls on their, they have iPads. Two of the boys have iPads, one of them doesn't, and he's too young. And that's just how it is. But we have to teach them. Otherwise, you know, this problem isn't the children's making. This problem is our making. You know, we are the adults. We need to take control. You know, I give my child an iPad. I need to ensure that they know how to use it and that they learn what it's for. You know, we have games on it. We have educational games on it. They have kids' YouTube. This is the other issue, is parents allowing children onto apps that aren't actually age-appropriate, not realising that once their child is 15, but they've lied and said that they were 13 several years ago, suddenly they're, you know, the app believes them to be 18, and what they have available to them opens up hugely. You know, kids' YouTube suddenly becomes adult YouTube. Snapchat filters that were on because they were under 18 disappear. You know, all these things happen. But it's us making these choices and these decisions for them. It's us handing them the phones.
Yeah.
If we don't want it to be like this, then it's us who have to say, right, this is not acceptable. This is not happening. You know, we're the adults. We're the ones who see this. You know, it's the children are walking into this, not understanding, not realizing what they're missing. You know, we're not making them ready for a life. You know, how are they meant to meet people in real life? How are they meant to parent themselves? How are they meant to get a job?
Yeah,
you know,
but the way I'm looking at this, listening to everybody this evening, has this not become part of a child's normalisation process? Where
100%.
Yeah,
you see them in the buggies walking around. You know, I see them in buggies sitting with an iPhone in their hands. But, you know, the problem is it was a tool for parenting, but now it's becoming parenting. And I get that 100%. I get it. I definitely have used it as a tool. You know, the kind of way, like, you know, I'm going. Sitting in the doctor's and trying to talk to the doctor about one, you know, and I might say to the world, you can sit here and play, you know, a reading game or a math game or whatever. You know, I definitely have used it. But the problem is, it's easy to just hand it over and interact and to deal with an issue or to teach them what to do. And so, and we're busy and it's hard and, you know, our lives are, you know, we are using it as a tool, but it's becoming the norm. You know, it's just what's given to them. you know. And it's just, it, you know, someone just meet into your bag, type in your phone, and whack on Peppa. You know, well, maybe they can, but they shouldn't.
I always remember, I'm sure you remember the Tam Luang cave rescue. Do you remember the young boys football team?
Yes.
There were 12 of them, aged between 11 and 16, and they were finally rescued, having got caught in the water-filled caves in Thailand. That's right. It was in the Chiang Rai province. And they were rescued after, I think it was 19 days.
19 days or something, yeah.
And when one of the reporters asked them all what they missed the most, they said the Wi-Fi. They'd no Wi-Fi, and he was expecting them to say food, my family, my parents,
my
dog,
fresh air, the sun.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, my bed. You know, no, it was Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
No, but
19 days, and they still weren't weaned off it.
Well, they couldn't use it. You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine. And all they 19 days cold turkey, and they still couldn't cope.
But that's why I think it's really important that we don't just turn it off. We don't just say no. That we, you know, we have to teach them what life is like without it before it just disappears completely. Because although, as a teacher, I would not want to be in a school that just decided that's it.
But
they wouldn't know what
isn't
to do.
It
they
just
fight, they
like
argue.
You hand your child a phone, and 6 months down the line feels like, and it's like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, they're never off it. And you don't even know where it comes from. It's a gift because obviously their friends that age have a phone and they're begging for a phone, so you give them a phone. And all of a sudden, but as I said, I deal with...
With what? Yeah.
Can't even have a conversation with each other. They're on their phones. And I'm going, I can actually see what they're on. One is on Facebook. Somebody might be checking emails. But there's no conversing. The only time they... stop with the phone, I'll say, is everything okay? They'll put the phones down, they kind of look at me, half-arsed, yeah, and they're straight back on the phones again. Hmm. This stems from the adults. The children are learning from us, lads.
Can I ask...
What does that say about us? We're worse.
Tina and Anya, can I ask you both, do you remember your first mobile phone?
I was 27.
Yeah, what was it? Was it a Nokia?
Mine was an old Nokia, yeah, I was 27. I waited a long time for a phone, I did.
You waited till you were
27? I went to college.
Right.
The banker giving them out.
The banker.
Well, I had three children by the time I was 27, so I couldn't afford a mobile, I can't lie.
Speaking of phones, my bank doesn't beep at me, so I'm going to have to say goodnight. I'm really sorry. It's just
Sunday.
Sorry, Anya,
yeah, I know, yeah.
So you're going to lose
okay,
me.
Okay, that's the one.
Lovely chatting with you.
Yeah, you too, Anya. One of the many bad things about a phone is the fact that it dies. But it's probably one of the only actual creations in the world that can be brought back to life. Wouldn't you agree, Tina?
And yes, they think electric cars are going to work. Hello.
Oh, well, don't start me on electric cars now. Sorry.
Imagine being in the States, 200 miles from nowhere, and your car dies.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, out the phones. 66. Can you imagine if that happens?
Hmm.
For fuck's sake, go electric my arse.
Let me bring Luke in here. Good evening to you, Luke.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you on the show. What do you think? Do you think they should be banned?
I do think they should be banned. Yeah, like schools, like inherently, are there to get children away from their home environment. You know, like make it a safe place for children to grow, to learn and to socialise. And them bringing their phone in just kind of defeats the purpose of them going to school.
Yeah. Are you speaking from experience? Right. Do you have children?
No, I have no kids.
Right. Okay.
But, like, go on.
When did you get your first mobile phone?
I got my first phone, it was a Nokia, when I was 12.
Yeah. And do you mind me asking how long ago that was?
8 years ago.
8 years ago. You got a Nokia...
Oh, you're only 20, you're only a baby. You're just out of school. Did you never use your phone in school?
You know what? I did, but look, talking as
Hello.
It should be, not as I do. You should do what I say, not
hypocrite
what I do.
Hypocrite much, I'm slagging you, but I have three kids older than you. You're a baby. You got caught with your phone in school, didn't you?
I was good at it, so I never got caught. But you know what I would say is that...
Like, you should be for the kids, not against them.
But what I'd say is, I'm the youngest here, so I have seen it firsthand what it's like, whereas, like, everyone else here now, I'm not going to make assumptions, but, like, you're out of school a few years longer than me, so from what I've seen, everyone's on phones in school, and there's no time for learning when they're all on their Snapchat and their Instagram inside there.
Yeah. Just stay where you are, Luke. Danielle's on the line. You agree, Danielle, do you?
Absolutely, girl. I'd ban myself from having a phone if I could.
Right. Well, we wouldn't be able to talk to you, so don't do that.
Okay. Sure, what's the point in going to school then when you're sitting there on your phone?
Yeah.
And you're not engaging with anyone, or even outside, as the guys were saying earlier?
Yeah. I would say a lot of children who use phones while in school, while actually in the classroom, have no interest in education.
Yeah. Not at all.
Would that be the case for most children?
What's that, Luke?
That would be the case for most children. None of them want to be there, but 'tis in the future they look back and appreciate the opportunity that they got.
Well, they probably won't appreciate the opportunity because everything will have failed by the time they leave school.
You could look at it like that, but school just prepares them for the future. It prepares them to be attentive to what they do. Like, it's not necessarily about what you learn, it's how you learn it.
Yeah. But look at the basic English and maths. If you're not equipped with the very most very basic of English and maths, you're not going to succeed at very much.
Absolutely not. When they're on their phones, they're not learning anything. Like, there's plenty of time in the evening and on the weekends for them to be on their phones. I just think it should be outright banned and give them an opportunity to deal with their peers face-to-face rather than virtually.
Yeah, because if the kids get in trouble or anything, or they're being bullied, they're bringing that home with them as well.
Yeah.
Danielle,
are you a mom?
Exactly. No, I'm not, Gareth. But
right.
I'll tell you from experience when I was in college.
Yeah.
They just didn't allow phones. That was the end of it.
Have you got a radio on in the background there?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's fine. There's a bit of an echo on the line. That's okay. That's fine. Don't worry. I think, we've got two of you on one line, so don't worry about that. I'm just wondering how far out of school, without, you know, just give me your age, but how long since you were at school? Is it a long time? Is it quite a few years?
Good few years, Gareth, put it that way. But I just go back to say when I was doing lectures in college.
Yeah.
They just didn't want you on your phone and that was it.
Well, absolutely.
You were
yeah.
asked to leave if you were honest, like, because I do remember one guy, he was sitting in the front row of a lecture hall and the phone rang and he sat there in front of the lecturer and answered it twice.
Oh, God.
And
yeah.
You know what? That's more of a disrespect to the teacher than anything else who's going...
Exactly.
Whose, like, whole livelihood is going there to educate the children. And if the children aren't paying attention because they're on their devices, then what's their purpose in being there?
Well, we were on a plane. It was flying back into Cork Airport 4 weeks ago and we were still half an hour out of the airport and a woman's phone rang. She answered the phone and she said, no, we won't be arriving for at least another half an hour.
Wow. Could she not just wait it, like?
Clueless, I would say, clueless.
And she should have had her airplane mode on first, anyway.
She probably doesn't even
True.
Know. I'd say she was... I had to have a good look at her when I was getting off, you know, but she looked like someone who uses the phone an awful lot but doesn't actually know really what the phone's all about. Do you know those kind of people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think they know it all, but they actually don't, yeah?
Well, they just have a phone and they don't really know what they're meant to do with it other than answer phone calls and talk to people. Like, they don't realise that there are security issues with answering a telephone or a mobile phone when you're actually 35,000 feet up in the air.
And you know another thing, Gareth, as well, I've come to notice about myself, my spelling is getting atrocious because of the autocorrect.
Your what?
My spelling.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I never use autocorrect or whatever they call it. It's just, it dumbs the brain, you know? Your IQ
totally
drops.
Totally agree.
There was a survey carried out, scientific survey, research found, and it's only a recent one, that students who use their smartphones in school have a lower IQ than those who don't.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's fact. It makes sense as well. Your phone makes you dumber, basically.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Would you, Luke?
I suppose within reason, we all have to use our phones, but if you're overusing it, then I'd certainly agree with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tina, do you think your phone makes you stupid?
I think, you see, you don't... Look, in order for anyone to learn anything, they have to figure it out. They have to find the information from somewhere. So what it does is, instead of having maybe to go from A to a library to learn something, to find out information, you can just Google everything now.
Mm.
So it makes you more clued in, but less effort. So you could end up getting more physically lazy than anything else.
Well, I'm not talking about the educational side of Google. Say, for example, if somebody says, for example, I want you to read up on the last five presidents of Ireland. Well, obviously, you're going to go to the internet and you're going to educate yourself in all of our various presidents back down through
the
years.
That's what I mean in the short term, but does it make you any more clued in? Absolutely not.
No.
You're just looking at five names and answering a question to something you wouldn't have had a clue of if you didn't look it up.
Yeah, but like looking at TikTok, aimlessly looking at TikTok and saying to yourself, I'll just watch one more. I'll just watch one more.
It just doesn't have a benefit.
I don't have TikTok,
another form of addiction.
I don't have Snapchat, I put up one thing on Facebook the other day for the crack. I keep my Facebook light and fluffy, I'm hardly ever on it.
Hmm. Right, okay. And would you look up things like the weather, or would you look up things like directions?
I have my Google Maps for directions, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I had to make my way for the first time ever from Galway to Newry to my aunt's front door, and I met it in 4.5 hours. So yeah, it's handy for that. But
right.
I'm not on Snapchat or TikTok or any of that shit. I'm hardly ever on it, to be honest.
What about WhatsApp?
Same, Tina.
What about WhatsApp?
I'm on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I'm on WhatsApp because people ask me to go on WhatsApp just so they can message me for free.
Mm.
But like I have an €850 phone, and I'd say I don't know how to use 95% of it, I won't lie.
Why did you spend so much money on it if you don't use it all?
Because, I'll tell you why, I had a stupid €80 phone. My daughter, my 11-year-old daughter at the time, had the more updated version that cost €120. And in the 4 years that I had this €80 phone, believe me, I spent more money on charges than I ever did on the stupid phone.
Right.
So by the time I got a few quid, I thought, you know what, I deserve a decent phone. So I got an iPhone 11, like, in 2018. This thing has fallen down the toilet, smashed off the road. I left it at a party 2 weeks after I bought it. And it just keeps morphing its way back to me, and it's great.
But I put up on Facebook.
People live on Facebook. Getting back to that, I'm actually thinking of it now. And what I put up was, I said, guys, live in the real world. Facebook is not a dating website. It's more like a psychiatric unit. And that's exactly
Tina, what it is. You're spot on.
Haven't I, though? If I could bottom up this, I should be on stage, like. I should be a fucking comedian. Because it's all
you
true,
see,
like.
Like it's so these
true,
people are sitting in the restaurant going, there's me dinner.
And they're there, and they're fucking answering emails, and they're on Facebook, and they're living.
I live their
life according to how many likes they get.
I saw a couple in a restaurant last year, and instead of you won't believe this, it's true, the two of them, a young couple, and they looked at their phones, and they pulled up the menu from the restaurant they were in on their mobile phones and selected from the mobile phone menu.
What I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Everything like that, but that's it. Dehumanizes people is actually what it does, lad.
Yeah, I know.
The most exciting times of my natural life was when I was younger and I had to leave my gaff, I would say 11, 12, 13, 14, adolescent years, and in order to see my friends, I had to knock on the door and ask, was that girl in?
Yeah.
You know, like, times were so much fucking better. Now everyone, they walk around like they're after being dragged up out of a grave because they don't even get any sunlight anymore.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there, guys, because we've got the news at 10 o'clock to take. So it's been great. It's been great talking to you, Tina.
Thanks,
okay,
thank bye, girl.
Thank you, bye, bye. Take care. Thank you all very much. Facebook's like a psychiatric unit. Oh, that's great. Oh, wait, actually, not far from the truth in many respects. 087-188-0008 for Nighttime Talk, if you'd like to give us a shout, if you want to join in the conversation tonight. Now, we'll stick with the whole idea of banning phones, but coming up shortly, we're going to be talking about nursing homes and your stories and how you feel about possibly having to maybe convince a parent that it's time that they considered going into a nursing home, okay? And if you've had to make that decision, if you've had to have that conversation, I'd love to talk to you. 087-188-0008.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.